Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Olympic hockey today, the U.S. women's team is headed back to the title game after beating Finland 5-0 in a semifinal matchup. That means the U.S. will go for gold on Wednesday against Canada. Now, our next story is also about hockey, but played at a whole different level. It features an American who last March traveled to North Korea, all for the love of the sport, and made it back home. Karen Given from NPR's Only a Game has his story.
Alex Fraycon is a 30-year-old copywriter and musician living in the Twin Cities. It's hard to describe how much he enjoys playing hockey. Beer league, he calls it. So I figured I'd let him tell you. In song. If Minnesota Nice and hip-hop were to have a baby, and that baby really loved hockey, the result would be the beer league anthem.
People ask why I still skate. At bad rinks when it's real late. Like, every game you get one fan. It's either some dude's wife or a girlfriend.
Last March, Alex Fraycon took a plane to Pyongyang, North Korea, handed his passport over to his tour guide slash minders, and stayed for a week. How did he get such a crazy idea?
Yeah, that's a question, surprisingly enough, I get a lot. I was on the internet. Specifically, I was on this website called Reddit.
Reddit is an online community. People post stories, rants, articles, and web pages they've come across.
And I saw this post that simply said, hey, who wants to come to North Korea to play hockey with me? And I thought to myself, okay, you know, that sounds interesting. Very clickbaity.
The link took Alex to a website for the How International Friendship League, a sports tourism organization based in Canada.
And I X'd out of the window and I didn't think anything of it. I didn't even consider going. It wasn't a thing that I did. I didn't do those kinds of things. Like, I love adventure, but that to me was so foreign.
But somehow, the idea stuck. Alex decided to reach out to the man leading the trip. His name is Scott Howe.
My first email was so overwhelming. So I had questions about the hockey, questions about the travel, questions about the tourism aspect. I mean, it was extensive.
Alex and Scott exchanged 74 emails, and Alex still had a lot of concerns. Here's one you might not think about, unless you're a hockey player.
So the game of hockey, a lot of people who enjoy it, they have a great sense of humor, and they love, you know, it's called chirping, and it's very playful banter. But I was under the impression that, you know, humor was going to be a no-go there. Be prepared to be questioned, you know, be on guard all of the time. Those kinds of things, if that makes sense.
On the other hand, this was the opportunity to play hockey against a national team. So he looked up some videos of his would-be competition on YouTube.
They were old, but I got a feel. I was like, okay, I can hang. I think we have a good shot here.
Alex says he wasn't really thinking about politics.
To me, the worst case scenario was maybe something is said in the political arena that forces the borders to get shut and I get stuck in this country.
Alex decided to go, but he only told two people, and they're not the ones you might expect.
I did not tell my mom and dad.
As far as his family, his coworkers, and his beer league teammates knew, Alex was going on a tour of China, Beijing, Shanghai, and Hong Kong.
I mean, if there's any kids listening, like, this was bad of me, I would be grounded for this for sure. But I remember having to Google things to do in Shanghai and Hong Kong just in case people asked me. I could be like, oh yeah, I'm going to see this. It was an elaborate ruse. I know, I'm ashamed.
Alex landed in Pyongyang and breezed through customs. They didn't even look twice at the camera equipment he brought to document his trip. A gallon-sized Ziploc bag filled with his GoPro, extra batteries, and memory cards. In fact, everything went really smoothly until Alex's teammates arrived and 17 strangers had to figure out how to play hockey together.
We had a great range. We had one individual, I think it was his second time playing hockey ever. And I mean, talk about, you know, confidence. Not only are you willing to try a new sport, okay, but you're willing to try that new sport against a national team
in North Korea. Not long after that revelation, the North Korean team took to the ice for warm-ups. That's when Alex learned how out of date those YouTube videos had been.
Got out on the ice and I was watching them warm up, and they're all skating in one big circle, very, very fast. And then all of a sudden, someone just kind of yells like, "Hut!" And they all stop on a dime, and just snow ominously kicks up, all in unison. And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, we are going to lose. I went to skate it over to Scott, and I was like, "Scott, we are in some trouble." And he's like, "Oh, no, we'll be fine." Well, spoiler, we were not fine.
All right. Just played our first warm-up friendly game, and we got squashed. What was the final score? 16-1? Something? 16-15, 17? Get him next time.
Alex and his teammates did not get him next time. They lost every single game, and there were a lot of games.
We played about 6 hours a day, 3 in the morning, 3 in the evening. And in between then, we would tour all day. You know, it's nonstop.
Alex had only planned to use his GoPro during hockey games. He didn't think his tour guides would allow him to take videos outside the rink. But soon, he found himself taking it with him everywhere.
I'll admit, I was nervous. Even though they were telling me it was okay, I would always ask permission every time. "Hey, can I film this? Can I film this?" And they almost started getting annoyed with me because they kept being like, "Yeah, it's fine."
So Alex recorded his time in North Korea from the 3-lane bowling alley where he bowled with hotel staff to the bus tours of Pyongyang and the surrounding countryside.
Please look at the building on your left. The building on your left is, what is it?
Train station, where we got it.
To the dinners, where he and his teammates were entertained with live music.
Asian polka is the best way for me to describe it, but it's awesome.
One day, as the group was visiting Pyongyang's Hollywood-style movie studio, one of the tour guides, her name is Miss Lee, turned to Alex and said,
"Alex, did you see what President Trump said?" And I just am in my mind, I'm like, "Oh, no. Oh, no. What did he say? Please don't let him have said anything about North Korea." And I said, "You know, no, Miss Lee, my phone doesn't work here. Like, I don't know. What did he say?"
Turns out, at least on this day, the president hadn't said anything about North Korea. Miss Lee explained that she'd heard something about the U.S. maybe pulling out of a U.N. humanitarian council. She just wanted to know why. Nothing more ominous than that.
She wasn't trying to communicate anything outside of curiosity. Our tour guides especially were extremely curious about all things United States. They're curious just like I am, and they asked the same questions I would ask.
Alex Fraycon had traveled to North Korea to satisfy his curiosity, but he was also there to play hockey. The last game of the tournament was a mixed team scrimmage. The North Korean players took off their national team jerseys, and everyone put on the jerseys of the Friendship League. Alex says at that moment, the North Korean players, who had been serious and competitive, changed.
Immediately, I was approached by two players from the national team, and they just pointed, one, two, and then at me, three. And they pointed to the ice. And I was like, "Okay, yeah, we just made a line right there." I think to them, it was like, "Okay, we're so much better than this kid. We're going to get him to score. Like, that's going to be our joy." So I got this really awesome cross-ice pass and caught this on my GoPro, obviously. I was just watching it. It was a beautiful pass. I kind of had this nice little semi-breakaway. And I shot it right into the goalie's pads.
Bad shot.
And so I go back to the bench, and I sit next to a, North Korean player. And I'm just shaking my head, and he's kind of looking at me. And I said, "My shot." And I motion with my stick, and then I hit my shin pad. I go, "Oh, I shot it right into his pads."
Bad shot. Not no good. Yeah.
And without missing a beat, he kind of holds up his finger like, no. And he motions with his hand between his legs. No. Don't shoot it at the pads. Shoot it between the pads. He started laughing and I started laughing. But I realized, I just got chirped by a North Korean national hockey player.
After his flight back to Beijing, Alex had a more sobering task, telling his parents where he'd been.
"Can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
Yeah." And I was like, "Okay, let's get this over with." So I made a slight change to my itinerary. I'm nervous. I just said...
I was in North Korea the last week.
And then there was silence.
There was a long pause.
And I don't blame them.
Are you guys there?
Did they ever say anything?
I think the first thing my mom ended up saying was, well, that's a goofy thing to do.
The Friendship League is getting ready to go back to Pyongyang in March for another tournament against the North Korean national team. With the travel ban, it's no longer possible for U.S. citizens like Alex Fraycon to attend, even if they wanted to.
If, and I'll say if 50 more times, if I were to ever go back, I would have a full and lengthy discussion with my family beforehand. I love you, Mom and Dad. You're the best.
For Here and Now, I'm Karen Given.